Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur has described as prudent the government's decision to seek IMF technical and financial support for about 3 years to bring the fiscal situation under control and restore macroeconomic stability. He said the government believes that it's essential to resolve the short-term difficulties, otherwise they may derail the medium-term prospects of the economy. Vice President Emisa-Arthur said this when he opened the third regional ministers' conference in Wa in the Upper West region. He said in spite of the shortcomings of the IMF, Ghanaians must acknowledge that the fund possesses a global view, the analytical capacity and access to other country information which Ghana does not have. Seth Iya and Swala Abdul Wahab have filed this report.
Vice President Emisa-Arthur said initial discussions with the IMF focused on the government's objectives to deliver jobs and growth with stability. He was happy to note that one of the issues to be discussed during the conference by the regional ministers is using local economic development to change the economic paradigm of the regions and the districts. He said too much lip service has been paid to local economic development and said the time has come to move away from words to action.
Citizens have not understood the reasoning behind the decision to seek the technical and financial support of the Economic Monetary Fund in achieving government's economic objectives. But whatever the criticism of the IMF has been, and there have been many, we have to acknowledge that it possesses a global view that we do not have. That it possesses great analytical capacity and it possesses access to information about other countries that we do not possess. Therefore, the International Monetary Fund can help make an assessment of the rigor of our policies in the light of the policies that have worked in other countries and what policies have failed to work. So we intend to benefit from their insight and their experiences in what the policies we are discussing and whether they will work as they have done so in other countries.
On the upcoming district level elections, Vice President Emisa-Arthur reminded the regional ministers, metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives of their critical roles in ensuring that a congenial atmosphere is created for the elections to take place.